All right, it is time for what we are watching. Brought to you by Guide Door and Window. Visit the showroom or visit them at their website at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. All right, Jody, this Jody. I love the way Snoop says it. This is Jody. Jody, last Sunday was the premiere of House of Dragons, the prequel. Spin-off, but prequel to Game of Thrones, and it drew 10 million viewers. And by the way, this was early in the week, so how many more have come to see it since then?
Right.
Which was the highest number ever for any original HBO show, higher than Game of Thrones ever drew, higher than Sopranos ever drew, The Wire. Unbelievable number, huge success as a premiere. But I come to you today, Jody Mack, to ask you, was it a success as a show?
Yes and no. And I'll explain. And early in the show, you weren't quite as optimistic about the Phillies that I was. One of the callers called you on the carpet and unfairly critiqued you. Well, it's my turn to be Mr. Negative here. Here's my problem, Glenn. And the numbers are outrageous, and more power to HBO. I enjoyed the show. I thought it was very well done. I thought it was going to be difficult with the bar that was set by Game of Thrones. And I thought they did a darn good job of getting there, keeping the similarities, making some differences, because it's supposed to be 100 and change years earlier than when Game of Thrones happened. Here's my problem. Number one, you're probably better with the accents than I am, because you watch all those British whodunit shows.
I do.
So I good thing that I have it on tape. I don't watch it live because I'm still on the air on CBS Sports Radio at 9 o'clock on Sundays, but I tape it and I watch it immediately thereafter at 10 o'clock. So if I miss something, I can just rewind and see if I can pick it up. And even two or three times, I still don't understand what they're saying. I'm just not as good at hearing and understanding accents. And I know it's not supposed to be British, but most of them sound British to me, whatever
Definitely.
The accent is of that time and that place. But the acting was good and the storytelling was good.
I got two words. Closed caption.
You know,
I do it all the time.
See, I usually don't like it because usually on the television shows that I watch, they're just speaking English and I can understand them well. So
yes.
I don't think to do that. That's an excellent suggestion.
I do that sometimes with those British shows, like, you know, some guy from the streets of Ireland, like, "Hey, mate, how are you doing?" And it's like, I have no idea what he just said. Judy, what did he say? She goes, "I don't know." Closed caption, buddy.
I will do that tonight. Thank you very much.
Problem solved.
And here's the other big problem that I have with it. And this is all my own problem. Before it came on, I wanted to get a feel for it, so I read a review or two. And then after the first episode, I read, why do we have to overanalyze everything? It's empowering of women. And the fact
that women can actually take over.
Degrading of women because of the sexual scenes and the blah, blah. Why can't I just sit down and watch an hour of good television, entertaining television? Why do we have to overanalyze everything? This was set hundreds of years ago, but we have to try and figure out how in our society in 2022, what is it saying about us as a societal that we produce this television? Shut up. Just let me watch an hour of entertaining television.
Yes, I agree. My hand is up. I agree. What else you got?
That's about it. It was well done. I liked it.
I thought it was very good.
I'll be watching it all the way through. I didn't pick up Game of Thrones to like two seasons in.
Oh, so I went
then
four.
I binged.
Yeah, me too.
And then watched all the way through every single Sunday, and I will do the same with this, and I will never read another review of it again.
Here's my concern with this, which was part of my challenge with Game of Thrones, because I missed Game of Thrones for the first few years, and part of it is because my wife and I watch TV together. I watch so much sports, and I'm out all the time, that when we watch TV, we pick shows together, and that's what we do. And she watched, like, two episodes of Game of Thrones at the beginning, and so she said, like, I'm out. So I was out. But then after a couple of years, I realized, like, this is an important show. And if I'm going to even do something as trivial as this, right, what we're watching, and I like TV and this is an important show, I got to do it. So she said, I'll give it another chance. And we binged the first, like, 60 episodes in 60 days. We watched an episode a night forever. And when you do that, it's so much easier to follow. My biggest thing, and we do agree the last season of Game of Thrones was such a disappointment, right?
No.
Oh,
I thought it was fine.
Oh, no. I thought the ending was just like thrown together. Okay.
Oh, no.
I didn't like the ending.
You're right. It was a horrendous ending.
All right. Moshe was a big devotee.
Sorry, I'm easier to please.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was fine. It didn't think, oh, my God, the greatest ending to the greatest show ever. It kind of finished up, but I didn't think it was bad.
It was entertaining, but it did a horrible job wrapping up the storylines.
I thought so. Anyway, I don't want to get stuck on that. What I want to say is a show like this, for me, is easier, not if I watch it once a week, but if I just like watch it all and if I binge it. And so what I may do now is like let three or four episodes go by and then watch it. I liked it. I thought the story was good. In terms of the angle with women, the it's kind of like secession and the sense that women don't belong in it, that women can't run things. But of course, we're going to find out otherwise because that young woman is going to end up running the whole thing. I didn't read the books. So I don't know all these forerunner characters, people who are really into it, and most, I think you may be among them.
Yes,
like,
indeed.
Like, know that this place was this, and this foretold that, and right, most, you get that aspect that I don't, right?
Yeah, I literally, within a week before the first episode, had finished reading the book that the show is based on. Well, it's not the entire book, but Fire and Blood, which is kind of like a history book about the Targaryens in Westeros. And honestly, it was pretty spot on to the series of events. There were a few changes that, because I had read the book so recently, I was overly critical of. Yeah. You guys are right. It was good. It was enjoyable. The one thing, and I'm going to try and say this without any spoilers, is that near the end of the episode, they introduced something that connects back to the original show.
Yeah.
That
it was cool.
Is both cool, also a total retcon of something of what happens at the end of the show with
Jody, what did he call it?
Retcon?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Retroactively changing the continuity.
Jody, may I just say nerd alert?
Hold on. Glenn, I'm 100% a nerd.
Hold on. Whoosh. That's it going over my head.
Retcon. All right, so here
they changed the origin of something in that world.
I get it.
It sounds like they're gonna change what the main woman's driving forces to become queen, and that kind of bugs me.
You wanted the nerd assessment,
and that's what I gave you.
Yeah, I got the nerd assessment. Here's the deal. And I didn't read the books, but I still love the show, and I know that people who read the books, like you, probably have this whole other level and discuss it all, and that's great. And I did see some Easter eggs referencing the original series, like little things that drop, like, oh yeah, I get that. It's a soap opera with swords and sandals and sorcery
and lots of blood, however,
I read the stuff that Jody read and what they are doing, and the original started in 2011. This is 2022. It's going, House of Dragons is going to have less blood and, sorry fellas, less nudity than the original. Or as they're promoting it, more tasteful nudity, which, to be honest, I didn't vote for that.
No, nor did I.
So, that's it. I liked it. I loved the jousting tournament that they did. I thought that was pretty exciting.
That was, if not bloody, dismemberment was pretty good. I enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I agree. I am told there will be more childbirth scenes coming in future episodes. That was pretty rough.
Okay.
Yeah, we get more of those coming.
Yeah, it's going to be... I know a big complaint a lot of people had with Game of Thrones was, I can't remember who anybody is. There's too many characters.
Right.
That will happen, and there's going to be some really similar names, and it's going to be confusing.
Yeah, that was hard, and that's why, to me, watching it all like in 60 consecutive nights was much easier than a week later. It's like, Judy, wait, was that the guy who had the brother from the castle in the place? You know, I just like just binged it, and then it was much easier. And yeah, the names are hard to do, but whatever. It's just focused on one family instead of, what, 3-4 last time?
Mac, if you'd allow me, for those who would complain about that, here's what I would say. For you and I, who are of a certain age, when you didn't pick up on something, it was gone. It was done. If you didn't pick up on it, you had no chance. Nowadays, you tape everything.
Yeah.
If it's not on your DVR, it's streaming somewhere, you can go back. If you miss something, go back and watch it again and figure it out. Don't complain about, oh, my God, there's so much I have to remember. Well, do the work then. If you're that worried about it, that bothered by it, go back and figure it out.
Are you saying that to me or to Moshe?
To anybody.
Oh, yeah, okay.
To anybody who complains about it.
I just binge it, and then I like, pick it up through osmosis.
I 100% agree, Jody. It's okay. Easy enough. There's all the information you need is out there, whether you rewatch an episode or just Google your question.
Don't
get frustrated.
Homework aside, I liked it. I find it very promising. I give it a B+. Obviously has a lot to live up to be even as close as the epic that was Game of Thrones, one of the best shows in the history of TV. But I thought it was off to a good start. Again, B+. Jody, you say?
Yeah, that's good by me. B+. I'm good with a B+. B+.
All right, Moshe.
And yeah, I'd say a B.
You hear that, Jody? A little more critical.
As I said, I finished reading the book too quickly, and it's got me over. I'm being overly critical of it for sure.
Nerd.
Nerd alert.
I'll own up to it 100%.
We appreciate it. No, we needed the nerd point of view. Thank you very much for delivering, Moshe.
Right. I'll be here every week.
So that's our what we're watching. And I guess we both recommend it, and it's on tonight. So there you go. All
right. I'll be watching it on tape because I'm on the air when it's on. And if there's nothing I understand, even after putting closed captioning on it, I'll just go back and watch it again.
Yeah, and I think what I'm going to do again, I'm going to wait a couple of weeks, and I'm just going to watch them all in a row. That works better for me.
All right, so I've got to remember not to reference anything.
Yeah, don't tell me anything. Yeah, right. You got accused of spoilers. I forget when it was. Oh, I think it was at the end of Better Call Saul. You posted something the next day.
It was terrible.
People, man, they were up in arms at you.
You want to talk about a show that went backwards at the end. You'd think Game of Thrones did. How bad was the ending of Better Call Saul?
I was disappointed in it. And what's funny is most people I talked to thought it was good. I'm with you. And people are like, no, it was good because he finally owned up to his sins. Saul Goodman became Jimmy. And I thought, like, nah, I didn't like the end.
I thought it was borderline horrific, terrible ending, god-awful. Maybe because I was that big a fan of the show and thought it was so great that I raised my expectations, but I thought the last 3 or 4 episodes were terrible.
Especially since Breaking Bad wrapped up so well.
Correct.
All right, so Jody, 2 words for the day, closed caption.
I'm going to remember that for tonight.
Okay.
Hold on, I got one question.
Yeah.
When you DVR something.
Yeah, no problem.
You can put the closed caption on even a taping?
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to do it as you DVR. You can come back to it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Right. Not a problem. We got to take a break. We also chatted so much that we chased away all the callers. So if you want to talk about the Phillies being part of Jody's bandwagon, if you want to talk about the Eagles either last night or just – again, we both have a lot of optimism going into the season. We would love to hear from you now. 215-592-9494. Jody McDonald, Glenn Macnow, 94 WIP.